सरस्वती गोस्वामी को बागी जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप अपना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोधन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय स्वामी तो भक्तमिंद की जय और ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वर्ल्ड ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वर्ल्ड थैंक यू वेरी मच जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी पीजन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर जी जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय All glories to the Asimal Lord. All glories to the Asimal Lord. All glories to the Asimal Lord. Thank you very much.
भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, second chapter, verse number 6. Evam
swachite
swata
eva
siddha
atma
priyo
arto
bhagavan
anantaha
tam nivrto
niyatarto
bhajeta
samsara
Hetu paramash
cha
yatra
evam
swachitte
swata
eva
siddha
evam swachitte swata eva siddha
evam swachitte swata eva siddha
atma priyorto bhagavan ananta
atma priyorto bhagavan ananta
atma priyorto bhagavan ananta
atma priyorto bhagavan ananta
tam nirvrto niyatartho bhajeta
nirvrto niyatartho bhajeta
tam nirvrto niyatartho bhajeta
tam nirvrto niyatartho bhajeta
samsara hetu paramascha yatra
samsara hetu paramascha yatra
samsara hetu paramascha yatra
samsara hetu paramascha yatra
evam svachite svata eva siddha
evam svachite
Thus, swachitte,
in one's heart,
in one's own heart,
swataha,
by his omnipotency,
eva,
certainly,
siddha,
fully represented,
Atma,
the super soul.
Priya,
very dear.
Artaha,
substance.
Bhagavan,
the supreme personality of Godhead.
Anantaha,
the eternal unlimited.
Tam,
unto him.
Nirvartaha,
being detached from the world.
Niyata,
permanent.
Artaha,
the supreme gain.
Bhajeta,
one must worship.
Samsara hetu,
the cause of the conditioned state of existence.
Uparamaha,
cessation.
Eva,
cha, certainly.
Yatra,
in which.
Thus
being fixed, one must render service unto the super soul, situated in everyone's own heart. By his omnipotency, because he is the almighty personality of Godhead, eternal and unlimited. He is the ultimate goal of life, and by worshiping him, one can end the cause of conditioned state of existence.
Evam sachitte sata eva siddhya atma priyo artha bhagavan ananta Tang nidbito niyatath bhajeta samsara hetu uparamascha yatra. So, last night we discussed that why one should bother about his maintenance and go to beg from a person who is very proud of his wealth, he can arrange his own living condition. See, living condition is ahara nidra bhaya maithuna. So far one is in the renounced order of life. So, he should first of all renounce the sex life and the state of fearfulness. That is renounced. Just like here, there are many brahmacharis, sannyasis. They are supposed to be renounced order, especially the sannyasis. And manaprastha, brahmachari, renounce, the first renunciation is to renounce sense gadibir. Therefore, the person in renounced order is called Sami. Sami means master or Goswami. So, go means senses. And Sami means master. One who has become master of his senses, he is Goswami or Sami. Otherwise, if one is servant of his senses, how he can be Sami or Goswami? Every word has got meaning. So one has to renounce, this is material life. Material life means everyone is engaged for sense gratification. And that is taken as the advancement of civilization. The same sense gratification in different way, same intoxication, same meat eating, same sex life, either go to club or naked club or this club, that, the practice is the same. Puna puna charbita charbanana. Repetition of chewing the chew. This is material life. So, renounced order means to stop, not stop, at least control sense gadibir. That is renounced. And without being in renounced order, you cannot go to the spiritual world. Just like if your hand is there, you have got something which is not very good within your hand, and if you want to take something better, so you have to throw it away and take it, the better one. You cannot keep the both things. That is not possible. Therefore, what is the difference between material life and spiritual life? Material life means simply full of problems. Every step, padanga padanga jada vipadang, simply dangerous. We are riding very nicely, comfortably in a Cadillac car or better car, but we are riding on danger. We are driving, any moment the car may be smashed, especially in your country. Any moment. So shall I sit down at home? No. At home also, there may be so many dangers. We are in dangers. Simply, we are trying to counteract it. That is called advancement of civilization. The animals, they depend on nature's protection, but we are human beings, we are utilizing our higher consciousness, higher intelligence, the same thing. The Russia is manufacturing what is called weapon, the atom bomb, nuclear, yes. And America is also trying to. And the cat and dog, they are trying to protect by their nails and teeth. So the real question is defense. So the defense is, it is not that because we have got better life than the cats and dogs, we haven't got to defend. We have to defend. This is, but in a better way. Not better way, after all, we have to die. So, anyway, we think that is a better way of defense. So, material life means only busy in four things: how to eat, how to sleep, and how to have nice sex, and how to defend. Ahara nidra bhayamaitanancha shamannametat pasubhinarana. But these things are not solving our problems. That we do not understand. The problems are there. Not that we Indians have come to America to see that very rich nation, whether they have solved their problems. No, there are problems. More problems than India. India may have only one problem, that there is, actually there is no, but we are advertised that Indians are starving. But I have not seen anyone starving. Anyway, so the problem is there. The material life means problem. And if you want to solve the problem, then here is the prescription given. Hastang nivita niyatartha bhajita. Tang means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the question may be, now you have asked me to give up all endeavor for maintaining yourself. Sukadeva Goswami, you have prescribed that for your food, you just wait under a tree and he will give you some fruits you can eat. For water, you go to the river and drink as much water as you like. Then, before this verse, he said, for sleeping, there is very nice mattress in the grass. I require a pillow. Now you have got natural pillow, this. You have got your hand. You lie down. So aharo nidra bhayamaitunancha. But if you want to advance in spiritual life, simply you have to give up this sense gratification, and the essence of sense gratification is sex life. Otherwise, there is full arrangement for your eating, sleeping, compartment, apartment, everything is there. Temple also there you have got. Where is the temple? I want to worship God. Where is church? Where is temple? If I live in the cave, then I have to find out another means to go to the temple. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami advises, no. Evaṁ sacitte sataeva siddha. Here within the core of your heart, the Lord is there. You sit down anywhere, in the cave, in the jungle, or anywhere. If you like, you can find out the Lord is there within your heart. Īśvara sarva-bhūtānām riddheṣe arjuna tiṣṭhati. Krishna says, that the Supreme Lord, that means He is situated in everyone's heart. If we are sincere, we means these living entities. We are also living within this body. Asmin dehi, dehi nasmin, dehi na asmin dehi. We are not this body. I am, you are. We are also situated within this body. And Krishna is also situated within this body. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddheṣe. It is not that he is situated in the heart of the Hindus and not of the others. No. Everyone, sarva bhutanam, he is situated even in the heart of cats and dogs and tigers and others. Everyone. That is Ishvara. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddheṣe. This verse we have repeatedly discussed. It is very, very important that this body is just like a motor car, jantra. Maya, Brahman, Sarvabhutani, jantra, rurani, maya. Maya, through the agency of maya, material energy, this vehicle, machine, has been given to me. Why? Because I wanted to wander throughout the universe, just like they are going to the moon planet. So everyone has got, this is called philosophical ideas. Everyone, every human being, if he is at all human being, he considers, that is philosophical mind, he considers, oh, there are so many stars, where, what they are doing, how many men are there, whether there is motor car, whether there is hill, ocean. These questions automatically come to an intelligent man. That is the beginning of philosophy. Natural. So actually, that is the fact. We are traveling all over the universe. Not only that we have come to this planet, we have traveled many other planets. Otherwise, how Krishna says, Brahman, wandering, sarva-bhutani, all living entities, either in the higher planetary system or this lower planetary system. And how he is traveling? Jantra Rurani. This jantra, this body, is given body. Now if I want to go to the moon planet and other higher planet, yes, you get. But not this jantra, your so-called tini, Sputnik. No. You have to take the jantra, the car, the vehicle, from Krishna. He'll give you, if you want, if you're serious, that if you want to go to the moon planet, then you pray to Krishna that give me a jantra or a machine, I can go to the moon planet. Then you can go. Otherwise, you'll unnecessarily spend money and try to go somewhere and bring some dust and you'll say, now we are triumphant. But if you want to go there seriously, then you have to prepare yourself in this life. Pray to the Supreme Lord who has created all this moon and sun and other and this planet, and he will make you befitting, qualified to go there. You cannot go to the sun planet. It is very, very hot, high temperature. Similarly, it is very, very cold in the moon planet. So how we can go with this body? This body means this machine. Then you have to accept another machine. That is the process. That is the process. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vrata deva pitrin janti pitri vrata bhute ja janti bhutani majjajino pi janti mam. Everything is clearly stated there, that if you want to go to the heavenly planets or higher planetary system, they are in front of you. You can see them, that the sun planet is there, but you are so unqualified, you cannot go there. But the thing is there. It is not fictitious. The temperature here, the Shastra description, Jachakshuri Savita Sakala Grahana. Savita means the sun. He is the eye of all the planets. Because without sun sign, you cannot see. You are very much proud of your eyes. But as soon as there is no sun, then you are blind. Therefore, Jachakshuri Savita Sakala Grahana. Of all the planets, unless there is sunrise, you cannot see. And the sun planet is there in front of you. Every morning you are getting the sun sign. Why don't you go there? Go, you have got nice 747. that you cannot. Then you have to pray. Ishvara, Krishna is within your heart. And if you fervently pray, he is very kind. Therefore, he gives you different types of vehicle. Brahman sarva-bhutani jantra-rurani maya. Brahman means making him wondering. In every planet, in every species of life, sarva-bhutani, all species of life, there are different types of birds, different types of bees, different types of human beings. This is called vichitra, varieties. God's creation is varieties. So, if you want to go somewhere within this material world or beyond this material world, beyond this material. Parastasmat bhava anya bhakta bhaktya sanatana. Krishna giving you the information that there is another material nature, that is spiritual nature. Just like we have got this experience, although we could not go anywhere, but we see, we studying geography, that there are many, many hundred thousands and millions of planets. Similarly, there is another nature. There are also similarly the same, not only same, it is three times more than in this material world. This is only God's one part of creation. Ekaṅśīna sthitu jagat. Athabha bahunaitina kingyatina tavarjuna vishtabha aham idam krishnam ekaṅśīna sthitu jagat. When Krishna wanted to know, Arjuna wanted to know from Krishna, how much your potency is extended, how you are working, I want to know. Because he is inquisitive, brahma-jignasa, he is trying to understand what is God. And God is personally replying. So he has stated in that chapter that I am this amongst these. I am this among this. I am this. Then he summarizes that how much I shall say. Just try to understand me, my potency. That this material world, there are innumerable universes, and each universe there are innumerable planets. So I want in every one of them, Vishtabha, aham, idam, krishnam, all of them. And I maintain that. Just like Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, then similarly Krishna is situated in everything, even within the atom. That is Krishna. We want to imitate Krishna, but if we are asked that you enter into the atom, that I cannot. No. Krishna, God means he can be become than the greater than the greatest. We can conceive of the greatest, the universe. So not only this universe, but many millions of universes. They are being created from the holes of his bodily hair. Jashaika nishasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. That is God. From the we have got many millions of holes on our body. Only God has God, Mahavishnu, and from that hole, universes are coming out continually, breathing. Jashaika nishasita kala. So you must have, what is the conception of God? Greater than the greatest and smaller than the smallest. That is God. He can produce these big, big universes simply by breathing. And again, we do not know how many atoms are there in each universe. He can enter in each atom. अन्नांतरस्थं परमानुचयांतरस्थं एकप्पसौ रचयतं जगदन्न कोटि जच्छक्तिरस्ति जगदन्न चयाजदन्तं अन्नांतरस्थं परमानुचयांतरस्थं गोविंदमादिपुरुषं तमाम दिस इज कंसेशन ऑफ गॉड सो हियर द प्रपोजल इज दैट we are suffering in this material world. We are simply thinking that in future we shall be happy if I do like this. But before that future comes, we become finished. This is our position. Not only once, but many times, still I were hoping. Just like the so-called scientist, millions of years gap, and then this will be happening, this will be happening. No, this is not nonsense. Then how your age is 50 or 60 years, how you are consuming of millions of years. Your 50, 60 years of age will be millions time finished before you realize the truth. But the so-called scientists are thinking, no, this 50, 60 years is large extent of span of life. In that way, cannot understand. That is not possible. Chiranga vichinnan. If you speculate in the foolish way for chirang, eternally, still you cannot understand. Chiranga vichinnan. तथापि ते देव पदाम्बुजदं प्रसादलेशानुगृहीतैव हि जानाति तत्त्वं भगवत महिम्ना न जान एकोपि चिरं विचिन्नं चिरं मीन्स इटर्नली इफ यू स्पेक्युलेट टू अंडरस्टैंड गॉड बाय योर टीनी ब्रेन एंड लिमिटेड सेंस परसेप्शन इट विल बी नॉट टू टेक द प्रेस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द शास्त्र इफ यू वांट The first is that you must give up material attachment. Nirvita. Material attachment, so long I will be attracted by material things, Krishna will give me a relative body. Tatha dhyandra prati. If we want this temporary material enjoyment, then according to the body, there is enjoyment. In the ant's life, there is also the same thing, eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. And in the Lord Indra's, or the King Indra, the heavenly king, he has all the same propensity, eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. So if you go to the moon planet, or sun planet, or the topmost planets, wherever you go, the four things will follow. Eating, sleeping, mating, defense, and birth, death, old age, and disease. So long we shall remain in this material world. I may be Lord Indra, Lord Brahma, or President of America, or this or that, you cannot avoid these four things. That is material existence. That is the problem. But if you want to solve the problem, then this is the process given. Nivritta. Anna vilasita sunnam. Don't aspire for material enjoyment. Enjoyment is there. Don't think that if I stop my material enjoyment, then my life of enjoyment is finished. No, it is not finished. Just like a diseased man, he is also eating, he is also sleeping, he is also having other duties. But that he is eating, sleeping, and a healthy man's eating, sleeping is not the same thing. Similarly, our material enjoyment, the eating, sleeping, mating, defense. That is, with full of dangers. We cannot enjoy without any hindrance. There are so many hindrances. That if we want that uninterrupted happiness, happiness is there. It's like a diseased man. He is also eating, and the healthy man is eating. But he is having bitter taste. A man with jaundice, if you give him sugar candy, his taste is bitter. That's a fact. But the same person who is cured from the jaundice disease, he'll taste it very sweet. Similarly, in the material condition of life, there are so many inebrieties. We cannot enjoy life fully. If you want full enjoyment of life, then you must come to the spiritual platform. Dukkhalam asasatam. This material world has been described in the Bhagavad Gita that this is Dukkhalayam. It is the place of miseries. That if you say, now I have made arrangement, I have got now boom, nice bank balance, my wife is very nice, my children are also very nice, so I don't mind, I shall remain in the material world. Krishna says, asasatam. No, sir, you cannot live here. You'll be kicked out. Dukkhalam asasatam. If you agree to stay here in this miserable condition of life, that is also not allowed. No permanent settlement. Tatha dehantara prapti. So these problems, where is the scientist? They're discussing about this problem. But the problems are there. Who wants to give up whatever family he has got? Everyone has got family. But nobody wants to give up his family. But by force he is taken up. The man is crying. I am now going. I am now dying. What will happen to my wife, my children? He's forced. You must get out. So this is the problem. So where is the solution of the problem? There is no solution of the problem. If you want solution of the problem, then Krishna says, Mam upetta kauntiya dukkhalayam asasatam nabnubanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramangata. If one comes to me, Mam upetta, then he hasn't got come to again in this material world full of miseries. So here Sukadev Goswami is suggesting that you become devotee. Your all problems will be solved. He is prescribing here evaṁ sacitte sataiva siddhya. You don't have to find out where is God. God is there within your heart. Sataeva. How he has come? Sataeva. He is so kind that he is, by his own nature, by his habit, he is accompanying you as friend just to save you. Just to save you. You are rotting in this material world. And Krishna, God, is within your heart just to looking forward when you will say, Krishna, now I have finished my business, please save me. He's simply waiting. And he says, Sarva dharman parityajya, you rascal, you are simply suffering, you give up all this nonsense engagement, you surrender it to me, I shall give you protection. Krishna is opportunities. He is looking after the opportunity when after being thoroughly being experienced that your so-called material life hasn't given you any comfort at any moment. Now you surrender unto the Supreme Lord. That opportunity is there. Therefore he comes. Just to offer. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya. Those who are little advanced, Krishna gives his instruction. Oh, you are very nice. All right. Satatankirtanthangamamajatantaschadiravrata. 24 hours chant about me. Satatankirtanthangamam. Satatank. Satatank means always. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So this is the opportunity to make solution of all the problems. Bhajatam, here it is, bhajeta, bhaja, this is Sanskrit word, the root meaning is to serve, bhajeta. How bhajeta? Tang nirvita niyatartha bhajeta. You become relieved from all these so-called material duties. Nirvita. Nirvita, niyatartha. Niyata artha, that is your permanent duty. Artha, artha means the aim of life or the achievement. Niyata, that is your real purpose of life. Real purpose of means that you are part and parcel of God and He is waiting. When you give up service, your manufactured service, and come to this service of Krishna consciousness, devotional service, then what will be the result? Saṅsāra hetu uparamascha. Your this material life began because you did not like to serve Krishna. Saṅsāra. Saṅsāra means this material life. Saṅsāra dāvā nalalīra lōkha trānāya kārunna guṇā ghanatyam. So it is the spiritual master's duty, the Sukhdeva Goswami, to inform this, that you are suffering in this material world. So, because he wanted to be relieved from this suffering, so here is the message. Here is the message. Satatam kirtanthama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that enechi aushadha maya nashibaro lagi. This maya, this illusion. You want to get relief from this illusion. So I have brought medicine for you. Enechi aushadhi. Aushadhi means medicine. Enechi I brought. Enechi aushadhi maya nasibar, to just to drive away this maya. What is that? Harinama mahamantra lahatumi magi. Magi, he voluntarily take it. He doesn't force. That is not good. It is not force. So this Krishna consciousness movement means on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are canvassing from door to door. My dear sir, you are very intelligent, but you are suffering always. Take this medicine, chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.